What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause.
Disobedience is a demand for change.
So does that mean Hilo is constantly demanding change from us?
I demand more mealtimes. What was the most disobedient thing you ever did?
I can't say that on the...
Can you say what change you were demanding then?
the kind of change that really doesn't matter.
The droids are just like, I guess we just watch this.
What?
Oh no!
Just gonna start shooting in the middle of this market? Aw.
No, thank you. That's like Hilo, too.
I'm gonna sit on it.
Just gonna sit on you.
I love the animals on this planet. They're so cool.
It's Onderon, and Legends was always known for its animals. The Beast Riders of Onderon. Saw.
He keeps like saying that this is war, but he doesn't understand, like, kind of is, but it's also like can't just like start attacking in the middle of the market.
One of the episodes is called The Soft War. Just like, yeah, it is a war, but you're not trying to hurt your own people.
Awkward. Less awkward. Side eye from Ahsoka. Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's focus, check. Ahsoka.
Everything checks out.
Now she seems to be over it.
She's She can do better, let's be honest.
That looks or sounds just like Wat Tambor. I think this is the first time we've seen these in the Clone Wars. I can't remember.
These, like, ships?
Yeah. Oh. All right, Cylons. I feel like I remember a decent amount from this episode, and I'm like, how are they going to fit all this in?
Clone Wars is really good at, like, having random filler episodes where not a lot happens, and then having episodes where a lot happens.
I think we're past the point of filler episodes now, though.
That's good.
Well, that might not be true. I remember season 6 has a pretty goofy arc in it.
Oof. And they have shields.
Those things are in The Mandalorian, too.
Man, that's got some serious firepower. It reminds me of the ships in Godzilla vs. Kong that just seem to have unlimited firepower.
Those shields. I'd like the even Master Windu wouldn't want to get in this fight. This is what I remember. I like the nest as a name for the base.
Yeah.
I got a slingshot pointed at him.
I super hope we get to see him in live action at some point.
I think we will. I don't know why that made me laugh. Just like, don't shoot Hondo.
Yuck, Hondo.
Okay, shoot her. Or shoot him.
He's like, oh, time to go. Nice.
Really easily put those on. Light missile launchers. I'd be like dragging one behind me, like, wait up, guys!
Saw is like,
can't wait to use one of these. A little
too excited to use that. All right, that's pretty cool.
That's a line about Han.
Wow. Oh, I thought that was like a kill shot.
I mean.
Okay, well. these commando droids like are all over the place in Clone Wars. I wish we would have seen them more in like the movies. But yes, they are mean. That was a cool hero shot. Uh-huh. Be careful, old man.
Stop backing up, man.
Oh, boy.
I do not remember this being Saw's fault.
Is this what I think it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Come on, Ahsoka, you can save both of them. Ugh. Oh, boy. This episode is brutal.
I think Agamar is where we find Kalani in Star Wars Rebels. I like that Obi-Wan calls her their Padawan.
Yeah. They're her troubled relationship parents. Or complicated relationship.
Very Return of the King shot. the end of another arc. Well, thanks everyone for watching and listening along. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the force be with you.